I'd like to give my very sincere thanks to both Brian and Robert for coming tonight and giving up time for this charitable cause. It must be something of a singer's version of a busman's holiday for them, at what I know is a very busy time in their very promising, I'm sure, careers. I'm going to ask them to join in the final item with us in a moment. Before I do that, I'd like to thank all our conductors tonight, almost too many to remember. Debbie, Mike, Dick, Bill. Yes, right. and also two people who are perhaps not so much in the limelight, our accompanists, and for stepping in at very short notice to accompany the ladies' choir. David, who comes along every year, totally unflappable, even though usually he doesn't know what he's going to be playing until he arrives, and we haven't got the music for it anyway. Cecily, who bears the brunt of the rehearsals all through the weekend, and will probably nag me very severely in the car on the way home if I don't say anything. So I'd like final item is perhaps appropriate for Remembrance Sunday, although it's actually set in Russia. it's by Prokofiev. It tells of the people celebrating, giving thanks to God that he's delivered them from invaders, and paying homage to those who've died in the cause. So I think the words, although set in a different country, are very appropriate for today. We're doing the final chorus, in which the Russian general who's been successful in battle with Napoleon, Kutuzov, comes to greet the victorious people. This will be conducted by Mike Withers and accompanied by David Pollard.